It was a tight decision for ballot issue 4B on Tuesday, particularly in Rout and Summit counties. But Pitkin County and Rout voted yes. Why do you think those counties voted in favor when the others voted against?
To have only 2 months to sort of tackle a very, very complicated issue, to get it on the ballot and to try to get voters educated, you know, to come out at 47%, you know, we're the largest taxing district to take this on. Our board, who I have to say I'm really proud of for the leadership and putting this out there and starting the conversation around how the Gallagher Amendment disproportionately affects and negatively affects rural communities, particularly when the Front Range is growing so fast. You know, it's a real testament to them. The law requires that the question be worded in a very specific way, which, as I've been talking to folks today and yesterday, you know, was a little bit confusing. There was some misinformation out there. As an employee and a college official, I was limited and our employees were limited in, quote, politicking for this measure. So the Glenwood Chamber of Commerce took it on. So the fact that Pitkin and Rout decided this was something to get good, it may simply have been how those communities were educated around this, perhaps differently than others.
Briefly, talk about what specifically made the CMC Board of Trustees put this issue to the voters.
Well, the main one is this year, as a result of Gallagher, the college's budget was hit almost $3 million. So what the board was trying to do was simply to preserve our current level of funding. There was never an interest to raise our mill. That has been 3.99 for I don't know how many decades. But it was the opportunity when and only if the Gallagher Amendment had a negative effect on the college like it did this year, it would have been to maintain the current level of funding and not lose that $3 million. And that's significant. The more that they can preserve that funding, the more it shields tuition increases and other ways that the board will have to wrestle with balancing the budget.
Well, you said that the ballot issue itself, 4B, would not raise taxes. However, in order to maintain the current level of service, because of the Gallagher Amendment, would taxes have to be raised just to maintain that?
On a $100,000 property value, for example, the amount that one of our residents in our taxpaying district would have paid this year was $32 on that $100,000. Interestingly, even if this had passed 4B, our calculations would have suggested that number would have actually dropped by a dollar, you know, plus or minus on a $100,000 property value. Now, on the commercial side or the non-residential side, that's a different formula. I believe our estimates were that would have been about a $6 increase if we had done this formula this year on $100,000 of assessed property value. So on the commercial side, and this is part of Gallagher, there might have been a slightly higher increase for them.
Dr. Carrie Hauser, President and CEO of CMC, thanks very much for joining me today. You sound disappointed.
You know, I'm both. I'm really optimistic that 47% of our voters in two counties passed a measure. We're the first taxing district and a local service to really take on this issue, which is really complicated. So I'm really optimistic that with such a short amount of time and so few resources that we were able to educate and that many people understood it. On the flip side, sure, you know, my job and my responsibility is to make sure that we are a fiscally healthy organization, and this would have helped, no question it would have helped. You know, I'm also of the mind that you learn and you do it better next time. So if the board is so inclined to refer this measure to the voters again or one like it, hopefully we've made some progress.
Thank you very much for talking with
me today.
Thanks
for having me.